This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surf of Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Taylor Pye, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanooga Hotel. Welcome, Pye.
Thank you, David. I'm so happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Well, it's long since I'm a little... In the tooth, they say, I think, or something like that. And proud of it. Folkies love the fact that if you're a folky, you live long and prosper. That's your whole idea, right? Yeah. But when I was 9, I started taking guitar lessons in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. And back then, there were no categories for music, so I heard everything. I wanted to play everything, eclectic, you know, from Wanda Jackson, Elvis, to the Perry Como, and everything, just learn it. And then when I moved from there, when I was a teenager, to Texas, folk music had become pop music. We had Bob Dylan and Joan Baez was rising up in the ranks, and so I started listening to that music, and at 15 I became an actual charter member of the Corpus Christi Folk Music Society. And I think at that moment my fate was sealed. I knew that whatever folk means, we will be folk, whatever that is. That just felt like that was the right place for me.
At that time you'd have on one album lots of different styles.
Exactly. So, you know, we just learned eclectic. And when it changed from that to now we're going to compartmental music, people like me really have had a hard time because they want you to identify. And I go, well, I can't just identify with that because I'd be bored after an hour or less. Maybe for me, 5 minutes for myself, you know. I have to do something different now. Exactly.
So tell us what the spark was for this first song you're going to play.
Ah, you see, that's my improvisational self. I saw your little wagon out here, the gypsy wagon. Oh, and I thought of my very first release that I put together out of work tapes and everything else called The Long Ride Home, which since that album came out, Terry Hendricks has cut the song and put it out on 4 of her albums. And Independence, you know, yeah, it's small, but so important. And this song I wrote, and did this little demo that my co-writer, Alan Reynolds, was producing Kathy Mattea and moving up until he got a Garth Brooks. And he was my producer friend who also produced an album on me at JMI. And we wrote this little song and I kept thinking, wow, nobody's done it. So I think I should just put out on my first little thing I'm selling out of the back of my car, that demo tape of me and Pal, you know, our song called A Gypsy. I wanna be a gypsy. I wanna travel in a caravan. I want a dark-haired, handsome, blue-eyed man. I wanna be a gypsy. I'm a wanderer, heart and soul. Wish I could ride the wind, sail away on a golden moon down the road that be a gypsy.
Oh, too fun. As I travel around, I do tend to find people with gypsy songs. They always want to play.
It's our dream world, and here you've created for yourself. I'm sitting here in a little wagon thinking, what a great life it is. Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your new album project.
Well, I've had a couple in the last few years, and the first one was called Song Swarm Volume 1, and I'm working on Volume 2 already, and we had success on some DJ radio stations, still play it. I think actually the album might be on Sirius Radio, but a co-writer friend of mine for many years, we wrote for Forerunner Music back at the end of the 90s, and at that time she had a major deal on Curb Records, a major label in Nashville, which is where we met, and then she was considered traditional country. And her album, some things off of it charted, the song that charted the best was one that she and I wrote, and a songwriter named Hunter Davis wrote, and Hunter and Ruby Lovett, this is my right. artist friend and co-writer, are both adopted kids. So I'm kind of like Aunt Pie sitting over in the corner right. listening to them exchange stories. And we're writing this wonderful song. And the name of it is called Look What Love Can Do. Because each of them had a very different path from where their adoptions came from. But both felt the love of that adoption. And it just, I think that's what made that song magic. But then since traditional country was no longer being recognized as a commercial form
right.
of... You know, Ruby moved on, and we kept writing, and Forerunner Music stayed with it for a while, but they got out. They saw what was happening, and so we've kind of been doing what we do to survive our musical habits. And joining up with Puff Bunny Records, I took this idea to the owner of Puff Bunny, and I said, I've worked with Ruby Lovett for many years, and this would be a great thing if I could get a budget to go in and cut her, because I really think that her music transcends traditional country. I see her as what we would call a traditional folk artist in the true sense. Mm-hmm. She's from Laurel, Mississippi. She is who she is.
Yeah.
She's never tried to change her diction or change her way of being. And, you know, you can either love it, as Ruby says, or not, you know. And I adore it because she's so authentic. And she has given me such great co-writes, and I wanted to do this album. So there are some of our songs that are on this album together. In fact, this one is on there, which is
great.
Yes,
too much.
This is my version, and you'll hear Ruby's version, which I love. But she asked me to play the guitar on this for her, and we'd already cut all the basic tracks on the album. Hard Life, which is a Nancy Griffith song.
Right.
The album has one Nancy songs on it, and that's our lead song that Ruby does. She kills that. And she said, I want to do this song you wrote, Pi. Actually, Herb McCullough and I wrote it, but Herb left us a couple of years ago, and so I'm the only one still singing it, I guess, besides Ruby right now. Although I think actually Terry Hendricks cut this too. Turn it on, see just how good were we? Dang, we were really close.
What tuning is that?
This is called an open D tuning. test the limit there. So that's why I picked this next song. It's on Ruby's new album. It's a song we wrote together. I produced the album. Ruby's name is also on the album as a producer because I gave her a lot of tasks. Being that she's a little younger, I said, hey, you know, I'm passing the gauntlet to you. Here it is, kiddo. And sing this for you, Ruby, because thank you for doing my song.
Wonderful message in that song, and so important.
Thank you, David. Yes.
I taught second grade for 28 years,
yeah.
And have done my part as I could to help encourage young folks. It's so hard.
People say to me, "Is this a children's song?" I said, "Yes, and it's ours. It's every moment of our lives, isn't it? Never be afraid. Walk ahead." Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
so
thank
much.
You so much for coming in today and sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me.